Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Advisor H. Setronkyu Sangtam stresses need for quality district data to achieve Viksit Nagaland. Dimapur DC Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang emphasizes collective responsibility in safeguarding child rights. State Directorate of Geology and Mining mandates permit for groundwater extraction. And Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says farmers must get full benefit of GST relief. Now the news in detail. Advisor, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation H. Setronkyu Sangtam highlighted the importance of quality district-level data for balanced regional development and achieving the vision of a Viksit Nagaland. Speaking at the release of the survey report on employment, unemployment, skill and migration in Nagaland 2025 in Kohima today, he said this aggregated data is indispensable to addressing district-specific challenges and leveraging their prospects while strengthening policy implementation. Noting that more than 71,000 applicants were registered with employment exchanges in the state as of March 31, 2025, he reaffirmed the government's commitment to tackling the issue. Mr. Sangtam urged policymakers, researchers, and other stakeholders to use the report to inform effective policies and enrich public discourse on employment. Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang has emphasized the need for collective responsibility in safeguarding child rights. Addressing the one-day awareness program on child rights and child protection today, he highlighted rising cases of child abuse and harassment and urged government departments, organizations and individuals to work together in providing children a safe and supportive environment.
See, as a child, they don't know anything, but it is us. Amakan brahi puchabo lagi. Child right, yes, they have every right to education. They have every right to nutrition, health. Do provide probably. It is our duty to give this right to the children and also protection.
DCPO Dimapur Avika Jimomi informed that from September 2023 to August 2025, 310 children were produced before the Child Welfare Committee, while 499 cases were received through the Childline 1098 helpline. The event was organized by the Nagaland State Commission for Protection of Child Rights in collaboration with District Child Protection Unit. It featured presentations on various child-related legislations, including the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children Act, POSCO Act, Right to Education and Prohibition of Child Labour. Director of Geology and Mining, Dr. Kenyelo Rengma, has informed that all drilling agencies, including manual hand-boring parties in the state, must register their equipment and obtain a permit from the Directorate of Geology and Mining, Nagaland. Users of commercial and industrial groundwater, such as water bottling plants and car wash centers, are also required to get a permit for groundwater extraction. Applications can be collected at the Directorate's office in Dimapur during working hours and the deadline for registration is November 30. Non-compliance will result in penalties or legal action under relevant laws. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized that the active participation of women and youth is essential for realizing the vision of a developed India by 2047. Addressing the Future Frontier Conclave in New Delhi, he said that the central theme of the government's agenda is women-led development.
The minister has very specifically made it a central theme of our government's agenda, which is women-led development, the empowerment of women. Honorable Prime Minister launched Swasth Mahila, Swasth Nari. It's empowering your family. So Swasth Nari, Sashakta Parivar.
The minister stated that India is well on track to become the third largest economy in the world. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the GST rate cuts on tractors and farm equipment must directly reach farmers. Chairing a meeting with agricultural machinery and equipment representatives in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the GST reduction to 5% would lead to significant price cuts ranging from 23,000 to 63,000 rupees across different tractor categories. Addressing the media, he stressed the benefit must not be absorbed midway and should directly accrue to farmers in real time starting September 22nd.
Real time mein, seedhe 22 September se किसानों को घटी हुई जीएसटी दरों का लाभ मिले और ये लाभ छोटा मोटा नहीं बहुत बड़ा है। जैसे ट्रैक्टर की बात अगर हम करें तो 35 एचपी का जो ट्रैक्टर है उसपे 41,000 रुपए कम होंगे 41,000। तो ऐसे ट्रैक्टर छोटे से लेकर बड़े पर ही ये लाभ 23,000 रुपए से लेकर 63,000 रुपए तक है।
In a major relief for the common man, the GST Council has announced significant tax cuts for the automobile sector. The automobile industry supports over 3.5 crore jobs in manufacturing, sales, financing and maintenance directly and indirectly. Lower GST rates will boost demand, providing a lift not only to automobile manufacturers but also to the vast allied industries including tires, batteries, components, glass, steel, plastics and electronics. The tax reduction will also encourage the replacement of old vehicles with new fuel-efficient models, thereby promoting cleaner and greener mobility. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has empowered tribal communities and improved their quality of life.
India is home to one of the most vibrant and diverse tribal populations in the world, with over 10 crore 45 lakhs tribal citizens, which is about 8.6% of the total population of the country. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, there has been a clear and deliberate shift from tokenism to targeted empowerment of tribal communities.
Saathiyo, Adivasi Kalyan, hamesha se एनडीए सरकार की प्राथमिकता रहा है। जनजातीय समाज की पढ़ाई, कमाई और दवाई, इस पर हमारी सरकार का बहुत जोर है।
Over the last decade, the budget of Ministry of Tribal Affairs has tripled to 13,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The budget for development action for scheduled tribes has been increased more than 5 times since 2013-14. The Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Abhiyan, PM Janman, has become a powerful mission of justice, dignity and upliftment for particularly vulnerable tribal groups. The Dharti Aba Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan comprises of 25 interventions implemented by 17 different ministries. The scheme aims to saturate infrastructure gaps in over 63,000 villages by improving access to health and education facilities and providing livelihood opportunities benefiting nearly 5 crore tribal people.
Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, Department of Horticulture, Akamla Chuba, has highlighted the transformative phase in higher education marked by the rise of technologies like AI, drones and robotics in agriculture. Addressing students at the 30th Fresher Social of Nagaland University's Medzi Pema campus today, she emphasized the challenges of this changing landscape but underscored the opportunities for students to become future leaders in agriculture, horticulture and technology. She encouraged the students to gain knowledge and develop practical skills and stay adaptable in an ever-evolving field. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast that many locations in the northeast region will receive light to moderate rain with thunderstorms in the next few days. For Nagaland, heavy showers are expected at isolated areas from tomorrow till the 23rd September. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Advisor H. Sethrongkyu Sangtam stresses need for quality district data to achieve Viksit Nagaland. Dimapur DC Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang emphasizes collective responsibility in safeguarding child rights. State Directorate of Geology and Mining mandates permit for groundwater extraction. And Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says farmers must get full benefit of GST relief. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.